This week's parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha, begins Vayeme Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha Me'uladcha Me'beis Avicha El Haaretz Hashareka. Rashi says Lech Lecha Lahanoscha Ultaivoscha, for your hana and for your good. Shom Escha L'goy Gadol, over there I'll make you into a great nation. Lechan, and here where you are now, I'ata Zeicha L'banim, you're not going to be Zeicha to have children. Chazal tell us this is one of the 10 Nisyonis that Avraham Avinu had to see if he would follow the command of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The obvious question, why is it such a big Nisayan? Or why is it one of the 10 Nisayanis that Avraham Avinu should leave his land? Let's remember, this is a land where Avraham Avinu was ridiculed. He was ridiculed for believing in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, for saying that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the master of the world. The world didn't believe him and he was ridiculed for it. Number two, we know that he was thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. Not only was he ridiculed, he was thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. What exactly did Avraham Avinu want to stay in this land for that? It's a Nisayon. Oh, Avraham Avinu, are you going to listen? Are you going to leave the land? Lech lecha mi'aretzecha. Simple question. Rabbeinu Bachya says, when it says lech lecha, go for yourself, he says, Sedava Losh and Lech Lecha. What's Lech Lecha, he says? Lech Lecha is a Lichluch, which means filth. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was telling him, Lichluch Me'artzecha, the land that you're currently living in now is filth. It's a land of filth, and you have to leave such a land. You have to leave this land of filth, and you have to go to a land of Kedusha. Zokt Ramban. The pasuk seems to be out of order. A person, if he's leaving a place, first he would leave Mibes Avicha, first he would leave his house, then he would leave his hometown, his Melatcha, and finally Me'artzecha, he would leave his land. But the pasuk says, Lech Lecha, the command is Me'artzecha, from your land, Melatcha, and from your hometown, from your birthplace, or Mibes Avicha, and from your father's house. So Ramban says that it's going in the order of how hard it is for Avraham Avinu, for a person, specifically over here for Avraham Avinu, that he had to. It's harder for a person to leave his land. It's not as hard as a person to leave his land. For a person to leave his birthplace, where he was born, where he grew up, that's a little bit harder. And what's even harder is that he's leaving Mibes Avicha, he's leaving his father's house. So it's a covet that it's going in the order of how hard it was for Avraham Avinu to be mekayim this mitzvah of listening to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It says in the Psik Der Abasi that the recognition of Avraham being Moisa Nefesh, for the world to know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, the word Anoichi from the Aseres Adibris, each one of the letters correspond to something of Avraham Avinu. The Aleph of Anoichi is connected to Avraham, who was an individual, he was a Yachid Ba'olam. The same way Kaviyachal, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Yachid. We know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Aleph, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is one, there's only one Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu was also together of a Yachid, that he was one in his generation, and he's the one that brought about the recognition of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Nun of Anoichi is that when Avraham was 50 years old, Nun representing 50, is a gematria of 50, that he was makir, the shlemus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when he was 50. The chaf of Anoichi is in the 20 generations from Adam Arishin until Avraham Avinu. Adam Arishin was born Mol, and Avraham Avinu was commanded the mitzvah of a bris milah. And the Yud of Anoichi is connected to Asara Nisyanis, the 10 Nisyanis, the 10 tests that Avraham had, and he conquered, he was Menatzeach, he was able to withstand all the tests and follow the command of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It says in the pasuk that the Esa Nefesh Asher Osu Bukharan, who went with Avraham Avinu? The pasuk says in pasuk, hey, Vayikach Avraham Asarai Shesadat Ben Ochi Veskol Chushim Achar Shev Achashu Vesa Nefesh Asher Osu Bukharan, and the nefashes that they made in Charan. What does that mean? That means that they made Gerim, Avraham Avinu and Sarah, they were a Kibur project, and they brought people to the recognition of the Baruch, and they became Gerim. The Rashi says, Sheikh Nisum Tachas Kanfei Ashkina, Avraham Agaris Hanoshim and Sarah Agaris Hanoshim. So we have, Umayla Aleim Chakosikila Asom, and because they made them Gerim, it says, if they made them, a person brings a person to the recognition of the Baruch, they get credit as if they made them. Asher Asu Bechon, where Avraham Avinu and Sarah made in Charon. That's Asher Asu Bechon. Fact derived. And a person is going to want to be Megayer. He goes into the mikvah, and the man we get a bris milah, and we say, make a bracha, v'tzivon ha'milas gerim. There's a bracha. Fact derived. What mitzvah is there? Where is there a mitzvah to make a ger? Where do we find such a concept in the Torah of making a ger? It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Make gerim. It's enfa derived. It's a nefesh asher asu b'charon. It's a nefesh asher b'charon. Rashi Dov Mei explains. The pshat is, what is the mitzvah? Asher asu b'charon. So what's the mitzvah? Dr. Rashi Dov Mei, the mitzvah is mitzvah sahavas Hashem, of loving the Rabbeinu Shalom. A person, when he loves something, a person has a tremendous love for something, he's amazed, he's wowed by something, he wants to tell the whole world, he wants to tell people, he wants everyone to know about it. Avraham Avinu had tremendous ahavas Hashem, and there's nothing that he wanted more than to bring others to the recognition of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's what the mitzvah is, the mitzvah of ahavas Hashem. Shteit Maral Diskin. It says in Kapitel Yudal Pasuk Gimel Mechut Vatzvei Chnal Im Eka Mikola Shelchav Loisoy Mani Sisik Mani Hashat Yisavram. The Gemara in Chulin tells us that Avraham Avinu, because he didn't want to take string, he climbed so yet to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Because he didn't want to take shreichnal, a shoe strap, he climbed so was able to the mitzvah of tefillin. So Avraham, what's the shot over here? Dr. Meryl Diskin. Avraham Avinu was saying he didn't want the world to say that, oh, look, someone else made me rich. Not the Rabbeinu Shalom. I got rich from someone else. It would be a tremendous gnai to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu was in the Kiruv. He was in the Kiruv. He was in the car of people to know the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if he would have accepted it, they would have said, oh, you see, yeah, Avraham Avinu got rich from somebody else. And because of that, he was zeichet two mitzvahs, a mitzvah of tzitzis, which Mishnah Berurah says we leave outside of us ourselves, we're supposed to have it sticking out, so you should remind yourself it's public, it's a public mitzvah, and the mitzvah of tefillin, which we wear it also as well, it's public, it's outside, but people could see it, and the point is these are mitzvahs of recognizing the Rabbeinu Shalom, because Avraham Avinu didn't want to accept it, because he wanted to have this milah, people should recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom, Klai Yisrael was zeichet to the two mitzvahs that are connected of people, other people seeing and recognizing the Baruch Shalom. It says in the Das Zekenim, it says in the Kapitel Yudches Pasuk Aleph, Vayere Elov Hashem Be'eloi Nei Mamrei. Rashi says, Mamrei, Omar, Rashi tells us that Mamrei gave the Eitzah for Avraham Avinu to do a Bris Milah. Everyone asked, the Velt asks, what's Pshat? Avraham Avinu asked, he was, the Rabbeinu Shalom commanded him, you should perform a bris milah. Avraham Avinu Chas V'Shalom had to ask Mamre, should I do it, should I not? So the Das Zekenim says is, no. Avraham Avinu is zicha gonna do it. What was he asking? He was asking the question like this. I'm in the Kiruv, that's my job. I want people to realize and recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom. My fear is that if I'm going to go in public and do a bris milah in public, others are going to hear about it and they're going to say, this guy's crazy. I don't want to become part of his, I don't want to believe in his God, I don't want to be part of his nation. And they're going to say, no thank you. So Avraham Avinu was asking Mamre, well, should I do it in public or should I just do it quietly? Of course, I'm listening to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but how should I do it? Mamre said, no! Do it before Hesia, do it in public. And that's why he was eicher that the Rabbeinu Shalom showed himself in the plains of Mamre because he gave him this eitzah. Perhaps now we can understand the pshat of what it means of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Me'adcha Me'beis Avicha. What was the greatness of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu's whole tachlis abriya, what did he want? He wanted to bring people to the recognition of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That is the one and only thing that he wanted. Pasik says, next Pasik, V'eschol goygodl v'avorechecha v'agadlo shemech v'yeh bracha. Avraham Avinu wanted to become great. He wanted his name to be great. He wanted bracha. What pshat? Rebbeinu Shalom is telling him, leave and this is, and you're going to get all this. This is what he wanted. The pshat is no. Avraham Avinu wanted nothing more than to bring people to the recognition of Rebbeinu Shalom. Who would he want? His father, his family, his meladetcha, his beis avicha, those were the first people that he wanted to be mekarev. And ultimately, go out to the rest of the world. But that was the first people, the people that he grew up with. This is who he wanted to have a hashpah on. And the Rambam says, no. Lichluch, it's a land of filth, you need to leave there. And I know what your goal is. I know your goal is to bring about my glory, Dr. Rebbeinu Yisraelim. And that's what I'm telling you. I'm going to make your name great. You're going to accomplish more by leaving over here, leaving the place, leaving the Beis Avicha. Even though you want to be Makarov over here, but this is a filthy place. You have to know where you should be and where you should be, shouldn't be, and where you can and can't be. Leave this place. This is not a place to do Kiyuv work. You have to go outside and do Kiyuv work elsewhere. This is not a good place. Another lesson to be learned here is from Mamre, is that the Eitzah was to do it publicly. When you're in Kiruv and you want to even carve other people and you want to have Hashpah on other people, it's Mayrdi. But you have to know that you avoid this Hashem, what your responsibilities are. You can't do things the improper way, and because if you think that it will have a negative effect on your Kiruv. Avraham Avinu is going to have a child soon. Baruch Hashem says, go do a Bris Milah before you, and do it in public. Before you have a child Yitzchak, even if it's going to affect, I want to have a pure child Yitzchak in chinuch. How you mechanach your children? Your chinuch of your children. Kiruv starts with your children. You have to make sure that you do everything right for them. You have to make sure that everything is done properly for the children, for the household, and then of course. And then, of course, it's wonderful if you're able to be mekarev of others as well, like Avraham Avinu was able to, Baruch Hashem, so then certainly it's a great thing. But a person has to be very careful to know that he can, other people can have Hashpah, and Baruch Hashem says, Lech lecha mi'artecha, leave this land of filth, this is not a place for you. It might have an effect on you, you must leave. A person shouldn't think he's impervious. There's a story, and I heard that there was a psychology class in the 12th grade, and the seniors, and they did an experiment. They called in a 9th grader, and they took out, in the front of the class, they took an orange ball. An orange ball. And they went around the entire class to every other senior in the class, and they asked them, what color is the ball? And the first senior said, the ball is purple. And the next one said it's purple. And the next one said it's purple. And every single senior in the class said the ball is purple. Until the last person they called on was this 9th grader. And they asked the 9th grader, what color is the ball? And the 9th grader said, the ball is purple. Now again, this was an orange ball. The seniors decided they're going to see if it works that they can get this kid to say that it's a purple ball when it's clearly an orange ball. What do we see from that? Two things, perhaps. Peer pressure, which they say is, peer pressure, you didn't want to be different than everybody else. Everyone else was saying it was purple, and even if he believed firmly 100% that it was orange, he'd said purple. But they said from the psychology class that there's also perception. They explained that after every single senior, each time the senior in the class said that the ball is purple, this 9th grader started thinking, maybe it is. Maybe there's a tinge of purple. Maybe it's a little purple. And each time it got stronger until he was able to say, by the last time it was his turn to say, the ball is purple. Zichah wasn't purple, but that's the way he started to see a perception. Avraham Avinu needed to leave this land. Lech lecha, leave. It was a land of filth. This is not a place. You have to go to a place where it's able to, where it's not so filthy, where you can bring out and glorify the name of the Rebbeinu Shalom. A little later in the parasha, Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Ches, Pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim b'mo eida ki yiroshena." Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, "With what am I going to know that I'm going to be a yarish in the land? That my children are going to yarish in the land of Eretz Yisrael?" Hakadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach to Avraham Avinu that his children would takah bizecha to the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Brachas and Dav Zayin, Miyayim shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Oilem Lehoye Odom Shekari LaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoin At Shebar Avram Yikari Odoin. Until Avram Avinu came along and called the Ribbono Shel Olam Odoin, no one else called the Ribbono Shel Olam Odoin. Two questions. First of all, what is the greatness of calling the Ribbono Shel Olam Odoin as opposed to the Shem Havaya, which it was already there? The Shem Havaya was there already. Avraham Avinu came with Mechadish his name Odin. What is so great about the Lashon of Odin? And secondly, it seems a little bit peculiar, Avraham Avinu should chas v'shalom question the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam gives him avtocha, don't worry about it, I'm going to give you a positive force of Yemei Elav, Ani Hashem, Ashasich, Meirkaz, and Masis, L'chas, Arshas, L'rush, I'm going to give it to you. And Avraham Avinu says, how do I know? Okay, you know, as if he's questioning the Ribbono Shel Olam. Give me a sign. Let me know. How do I know? What's shot? Mashiach says, until this point in time, there was a Shem Havaya, meaning that the world understood that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. But they didn't know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is still running the world. And the Ribbono Shel Olam could change anything in this world, in the world down here, in the Shamayim Varet. The Ribbono Shel Olam is continuously in control. That's what they didn't know. And that's what the Shem Odoin it refers to. The Tzlach in Bracha says that they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he allowed there to be stars and constellations that continue to run the world. And that a person has what determines what's going to happen to a person. It's in the stars. It's in the constellations. It's not telling a person's zchus, whether he has zchusim or he doesn't have zchusim. It's not telling that. It's telling the person in his constellations in the stars. So that's what Avraham Avinu and Mechadish said. No. There's no way that's in the constellation in the stars. That's not the ikar. A person gets din v'cheshbin. Ribbono Shel Olam has a din v'cheshbin for each and every person called prat v'prat v'olam. And that's what the lashon of Adoin is, of a master, of a master Adoin. Now Yeshua says, you should know that if not for Avraham Avinu calling the Ribbono Shel Olam Adoin, you know one would be allowed to call the Ribbono Shel Olam b'shem of Adoin. The positive that we're saying of Adoin is a Meridi Gipshat of Adoin is like the Mayim Beit Hasheva says that Adoin means that a melech is a king. And he has constituents. But a king does not necessarily know all his constituents. He doesn't have a one-on-one, upon him, a face-to-face relationship with all his constituents. He's the king. As opposed to an other and a master, he has a direct connection with his avodim, with his slaves. He tells the slaves. So Avraham Avinu is being mechadish this Adoin, that there's a direct connection. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Hashem, he's our master. We have a direct connection. We're not just the melech, but we don't have a connection. But Dr. Bnei Yeshua, that if not for Avraham Avinu calling him with this, the point is to focus on that part we just said. But if not for that, you might have said is that it's a chutzpah to call the Ribbono Shel Olam master. Why? Because a master needs his servants. An Adoin needs his servants. A melech, he's self-sufficient. He doesn't need the constituents. He maybe needs the constituents we call the melech, but he doesn't need the constituents. As opposed to avod, the Adin needs his avodim. Chas v'shalom, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not need us. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam is 100% self-sufficient, certainly. I mean, that goes without saying. And that's why Avraham Avinu came mechadish the word Adin, but for us to focus on the part that we have that personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, he gives him mashal over there, he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, that there was a bira, a palace that was on fire, and Avraham Avinu walked by and he says, it's not possible that there's not a Bala Bira here, there's no owner, no master of the Bira, of the palace. And the Bala Bira stuck his head out, he peered out and said, Ani Bala Bayis, Ani Bala Habira, I'm the Bala Habira. The Dei Moshe explains that the world thought, look what's happening in this world, there's a fire burning, there's hashchasa, there's terrible things going on. There's no Bala Bira. Of course someone built the Bira. Someone built the world. God built the world. But he walked away from it, because the fire is raging, and there's no one here to put it out. The Balabiru would certainly put out a fire in his own castle, in his own palace. Zokti de Moshe, and that's what Avraham Avinu was recognized. That if Rabban Shalom was, he knew there was a fire going because the world was choosing Ra. And if the world was choosing Ra, the Rabban Shalom allowed them to burn themselves until Avraham Avinu would come and teach the world that there's a Rabban Shalom, and hopefully that with the help of that would put out the fire. It says in the Shem Yishmul that by Noach, it says, Noach is tzaddik, Tomim Hayabidayosov, Rumotzachim Bene Hashem. Well, how come my Avraham Avinu doesn't say any of this stuff? It doesn't say he was a tzaddik. It doesn't say that before. This is Zoktim, not the Shem Shmuel, but the Derech Chaim. The Derech Chaim says that the point was that Avraham Avinu was looking for a guarantee. How am I going to know that even if Klal Yisrael don't perform properly, and they don't follow the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom the way they should, that they should also be Roi and Zeichot to Eretz Yisrael? So Zokt the Derech Chaim, that the Pasuk doesn't say Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik, because we don't want it to be that the entire Haftocha, that we are the chosen nation, should be based on the fact that we're tzaddikim. Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. So if his children are tzaddikim, so then they'll be the chosen nation and get Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk doesn't tell us that. Avraham Avinu is Avraham Avinu. End of story. If we're children of Avraham Avinu, even if Chas V'Shalom we're not Roy and we're not tzaddikim, nonetheless we are and will be Zoyche to be the chosen nation and to have Eretz Yisrael. And the Shem Yishmul explains that Avraham Avinu, before the Ma'aser with the Balabiri, understood. Of course, he asked the question, the Kivshin Eish. Avraham Avinu was safe in the Kivshin Eish before this concept of the Balabira. So what shot that Avraham Avinu? Oh, Avraham Avinu came to the recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knew already. He was saved from the Kivshin Eish. Zok the Shem Yishmul, that Avraham Avinu, until this point, thought that if you follow the Ratzon Hashem, then the Ribbono Shalom is on prat for prat. On every detail, the Ribbono Shalom watches over. Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. Certainly, the Ribbono Shalom was watching him. And he would save him from the Kivshin Eish, and he would do it again. But Avraham Avinu, until this point, thought that, but if there's a Rishonim in the world, the Ribbono Shalom doesn't even look at them. There's only Hashgacha Pratis for tzaddikim. So this Ma'aser taught him that, no, you should know, that even Rishoyim, if they call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam and daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching them, there's Hashgacha Pratis for them too, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will answer them. Perhaps, that's the pshat over here. What is Adon? Ema Hashem Elikim B'moedek Yerushanu. Avraham Avinu called Ribbono Shel Olam Adon. Avraham Avinu realized that he's a master, he's an Adon, that he has a direct Hashgacha Pratis in each and every individual, each and every prat in every part of this world. That's what Avraham Avinu realized. And that's what he says. And then he wants to be Kira Sheva. But how am I going to know, now that I understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Adon, and if there's Hashgacha Pratis on even a Rishon and even people that do Chataim? Avraham Avinu was scared. Maybe my children will not follow the Ratzon Hashem properly, and the Ribbono Shel Olam as Hashgacha Pratis is going to say is they're not deserving of it, and they're not going to get Eretz Yisrael, and they no longer will be the chosen nation. So that's what Avraham Avinu was asking, and the Ribbono Shel Olam answered him that you don't have to worry. There's a haftacha that no matter what, like we explained, it's not contingent on the fact of being a tzaddik, of Avraham being a tzaddik, but rather Avraham Avinu is the chosen nation, and that is what we have to learn from here, that we have to realize that we have the opportunity, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Adon, and we have to work on building a personal relationship with our Master as we are the slaves. Have a wonderful Shabbos.